Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories Podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Cases involving a crime of passion are among the most used motives behind brutal slayings in the Philippines. In our episode for today, we will cover a lesser-known case that we feel should have been more covered by the mainstream media, since the gruesome fate of this incident involves a husband and a wife, who were both public servants.
Needless to say, politicians who murder their partners deserve to be more scrutinized as they are expected to be the role models of our society. Before we start, click that follow button on Spotify and leave us a rating to help our show reach more listeners.
Kasama ng mga otoridad ang pinsan ng suspect at pump boat operator na si Riolito Buñuel. Nakasama pa raw ni Riolito ang mag-asawa sa mga huling sandali ng biktima. Kwento niya, isinakay ng suspect sa kanyang bangka ang walang malay na noong si Mayor Gisela bago pumalaot. Nang magkamalay daw ang alkalde, nag-usap pa ang mag-asawa pero maya-maya pa ay binaril na raw siya ni Inin Buñuel.
Gitabangan na og
binalot daw nila ng lambat ang katawan ni Mayor Gisela at nilagyan pa ng mga batong pampabigat bago inihagis sa dagat. Sabi ni Riolito, binayaran daw siya ng 10,000 piso para hindi magsumbong.
Nutukan ako dito, nirap ang mukha ko ng duct tape. Halos hindi ako makahinga. Tinisir ako dito. Inayop si Lalay na yung anak sa bigas kwarto. And then to see what Inin was saying, kumusaba na, hipusa na.
Sabi ni Layson, namukhaan daw ni Mayor Gisela ng isa sa mga armadong lalaki ay mismong mister niyang si Inin Buñuel. Isinakay raw si Layson at ang kanyang binatang anak sa van at dinala sa Tubigon, Bohol. Mula roon, pinasakay sila ng barko pa Cebu. Dito sa Cebu siya nagsumbong sa mga otoridad.
On June 7, 2017, then-Mayor Gisela Buñuel of Bien Unido, Bohol, was abducted and presumed killed after her husband, former board member Nino Rey Buñuel, pleaded guilty to the murder of his wife in February 2022. In the past 5 years, there have been a lot of twists and turns in this case that ended up with the most obvious conclusion. However, there is more to this story that needs to be thoroughly covered, such as the missing body of Gisela Buñuel.
Before heading over to the cruel world of politics, Gisela had always aspired to become a pilot when she was young. After all, she came from a family of aviators, which inspired her to become one as well. Gisela, who graduated from the Cebu Aeronautical Technical School, became the first ever female pilot of Air Asia Philippines. She had been a pilot for 16 years. On March 27, 2015, she had her first flight with Air Asia bound from Manila to Davao with an all-female crew. According to a report from Sunstar, a Cebu-based news outlet, Gisela told reporters that she's happy to have excelled in the industry once dominated by men. And she was fortunate enough that she didn't experience any form of discrimination in her job as a pilot. On February 28, 2016, she received a commendation for outstanding airmanship after steering an Air Asia plane to safety at Mactan Cebu International Airport in Lapu-Lapu City, even if the plane only had one working engine.
However, little did Gisela know, at that time, she had already met the man that would drastically turn her life for the worse. In 2012, Gisela met her husband, Mayor Nino Rey Boniel, at a conference in the town of Bien Unido in the province of Bohol. Common friends introduced them, but they both hit it off. They decided to get married 2 months later, after finding out that Gisela was 2 months pregnant. According to Angela Leyson, Gisela's best friend and most trusted confidant, the wedding was so exclusive that not even the couple's closest friends were invited. On July 28, 2012, Gisela gave birth to a boy. Her husband, Nino Rey Boniel, was mayor of Bien Unido from 2007 to 2016. When his term ended, he opted to run for board member of Bohol, while his wife, Gisela, replaced him as mayor of Bien Unido. Angela would play a big role later in this story.
For years, Gisela confided her difficulties with Angela, from marital to political to financial problems. It seemed that Gisela was not happy about how her life turned after joining the cruel world of politics. Based on Angela's interview with reporters, Gisela was ultimately frustrated with her life with Nino and uttered the words, quote, "I'm falling out of love. I'm getting out of this marriage. I'm not a trophy wife. I'm not a politician. I'm not happy about what I'm doing. It's like I'm an instrument. I'm a robot." Unquote. Angela also claimed that Nino was physically abusing Gisela but was afraid to report it to authorities because she was afraid that no one would believe her.
Asia is captivating. Walk through the bustling streets of Bangkok, swim in the crystal blue waters of the Philippines, discover the sand dunes of Mongolia, or marvel at the beautiful colors of India, and you will see that Asia has so much to offer. But underneath its beauty also lie interesting and sometimes horrifying crime stories that can make your skin crawl. Hi, my name is Christine Abrigana. In the past 2 seasons of Asia in the Shadows, I've covered some interesting and also heartbreaking cases from all over Asia. Season 3 will not be any different. I will be covering some countries I've not covered before, and will be revisiting others who've become mainstays of the podcast. So make sure to listen and subscribe to Spotify or Apple Podcasts to never miss any episode of Asia in the Shadows ever again. Episode 1 will now be released on the 1st of June 2022, so stay updated by following me on Instagram or Twitter at AITSPod, that is at AITSPod, or find me on Facebook, just search for Asia in the Shadows podcast. See you soon, Shadow Friends.
According to Angela, the couple has lived apart for the past 5 months before Gisela's disappearance. There were reports that Nino had suspected Gisela of having a third party. The couple also had financial problems. Just before Gisela became missing, Angela told authorities that Nino allegedly got angry at his wife when he learned that she loaned a watch worth 2.5 million pesos. Angela also conveyed that Gisela was allegedly dating a foreigner, but those claims were soon denied by Nino. In the latter years of Gisela's life, she finally decided that she wanted to end her marriage with Nino. She also contemplated giving up her mayoral post because she never really wanted to become a politician. Unfortunately, Nino never accepted Giselle's decision to be free, and just like any other evil politician portrayed in movies and TV shows, he made sure his defiant wife, from his perspective, would never see the light of day if she left him behind.
On June 6, 2017, then-Mayor Gisela Boniel, together with her best friend Angela Lason and son Pete, were enticed by Gisela's staffers, Wilson Hoylar and Brian Saison, to spend the night at a resort in Bien Unido. Apparently, Gisela had to sign important documents at the said resort, even though it wasn't indicated in her itinerary. The surprise change of plans on the day of their abduction made Angela feel sketchy about Hoylar and Saison's motives because Gisela initially had other plans that night.
Before being urged by Hoylar and Saison to go to a resort in Bien Unido, Gisela was supposed to attend a 7 p.m. appointment in Cebu. Gisela finally decided that she wanted to annul her marriage with Nino and resign from her post as mayor of Bien Unido. Earlier in the day, Angela accompanied Gisela to the Bohol provincial capital in Tagbilaran City to initiate annulment proceedings against Nino Boniel. They also passed by the office of the Commission on Audit to file a graft complaint against Nino Boniel for the non-completion of 2 million pesos worth of projects. A move that motivated Nino to devise a sinister plan to stop Gisela from leaving him and ruining his political career. Unfortunately for Gisela, Nino got a whiff of her plans, which led her husband and his cohorts to eradicate the problem he was about to face if Gisela succeeded in her pursuit of freedom.
On June 7, 2017, at around 2 a.m., 6 to 8 men, including Nino Boniel, barged inside Gisela and Angela's hotel room. The perpetrators held the victims at gunpoint, duct-taped Angela's face, and tasered the lower portion of Angela's ears. According to Angela, before she passed out, she overheard Gisela, who had a gun pointed at her forehead, begging Nino to spare the lives of her and her son, who was in another room. Gisela was also punched in the stomach, and that was the last time Angela saw her best friend alive.
A few hours later, after being held captive by Nino's goons, two men woke Angela and asked her to stand up as she and her son were taken to a port located in Tobigon, Bohol. From there, Nino's men gave Angela and her son 3 tickets to ride a high-speed craft bound to the province of Cebu. Gisela, on the other hand, was nowhere to be seen. Before the suspects left Angela and her son, they threatened her that they would kill her if she reported them to the police.
Fortunately, Angela was strong enough to withstand the death threats and decided to report the incident to the authorities right away in hopes of saving her best friend. Keeping Angela alive became the most crucial mistake that Nino and his cohorts made, as their threats to her life did not scare her from seeking the justice that she and Gisela deserved. On June 8, 2017, the authorities arrested Nino and 4 other suspects, including Nino's cousin, Riolito Boniel, who told police that Nino had shot Gisela in the head while aboard a pump boat that Nino had earlier requested him to ready. Riolito also claimed that the other suspects wrapped Gisela's body with a fishnet, placed 2 rocks inside that weighed 30 kilos, and dumped her body into the sea waters between Cobian Island and Olango Island. Riolito even accompanied the regional police in a 2-hour search operation for Gisela's body.
Yes, Gigi, kanina ang umaga ay niresume natin yung search and retrieval operation doon sa malapit sa Caubian Island sa Lapu-Lapu City. Dahil kagabi, inabort natin yan at around 8:30 dahil sa dilim at lumakas na yung current. in-abort natin kagabi. At kanina nga ay nag-resume tayo hanggang ngayong hapon ay tinigil na rin natin dahil sa lakas ng lumakas yung current at kailangan na rin magpahinga ng mga divers natin na kinabibilangan ng 16 na divers na at may 3 Koreano na mga technical divers. Ano. Naghalo-halo na dito yung mga divers, PNP Maritime, yung Coast Guard, yung iba't ibang civilian na divers at sila nga yung sumuyod kanina ng umaga hanggang ngayong hapon pero negative yung ating operation. At i-resume natin ulit ito bukas ano, ng umaga at pinapa-organize natin. Nagre-request pa tayo ng additional technical divers, yung volunteers. Marami nang nagbo-volunteers dito para sa ganun kasi doon na sa parting malalim ay hindi na kaya ng mga ordinaryong divers. Kaya kailangan natin ng technical divers and some special equipment. Kung may mga pwedeng mapahiram at nagpapahanap tayo dito, something like mga scanners, parang ganun. Ano. So yan ay i-resume po natin bukas and hopefully sana ay ma-recover na yung katawan ni Mayor Gisela Buñuel.
Unfortunately, Gisela's body was nowhere to be found. In fact, 5 years after the gruesome crime took place, authorities have yet to find her remains. Meanwhile, when the authorities asked Nino about his point of view, he initially claimed that it was his cousin, Riolito, that shot Gisela. However, Riolito and Randall Lupas, an employee of Bien Unido LGU, vehemently denied Nino's testimony, as they further emphasize that Nino was the mastermind and the one that pulled the trigger that killed his wife.
In February 2022, almost 5 years after the disappearance of Gisela Buñuel, the primary suspect, Nino Ray Buñuel, finally confessed. Amando Virgil Ligutan, the lawyer for the victim's family, notified reporters that Nino Ray Buñuel pleaded guilty to the crime of homicide through a plea bargaining agreement with state prosecutors. Nino Ray Buñuel has been sentenced to 8 to 14 years in prison for the parricide case. If convicted for parricide without a plea bargain, Nino would have faced the penalty of reclusion perpetua or 20 to 40 years in prison, as provided under Article 246 of the Revised Penal Code.
However, Nino still faces a separate kidnapping case and serious illegal detention. Ligutan said Buñuel made the plea when he and the rest of the prosecution were not yet halfway through the presentation of evidence against the accused. With Buñuel's admission, Ligutan said the parricide case against him was finally settled. But Ligutan also conveyed that Buñuel still needs to address the other cases against him, such as the serious illegal detention and kidnapping charges, which were filed by his late wife's best friend, Angela Leysun. The two remaining cases are currently being litigated in a local court in Cebu City.
The legal proceedings in this case were like a roller coaster ride with a lot of ups and downs. In January 2018, through Undersecretary Reynante Orseo, the Department of Justice ordered the withdrawal of the parricide and kidnapping charges against Nino Ray Buñuel. According to the DOJ resolution, the courts in Bohol have jurisdiction over the case, since the crime happened in the province, not Cebu. However, 3 months later, after receiving backlash for its decision to withdraw the charges, the DOJ, this time through then-Secretary Vitaliano Aguirre II, overturned his undersecretary's decision to clear the charges against Buñuel. The DOJ clarified that their office finds that the information for parricide sufficiently alleges that the crime was committed within the waters of Lapu-Lapu City based on the testimonies from the witnesses. It meant that the initial charges filed against Nino were reinstated in Lapu-Lapu City, which led to his eventual confession last February 2022.
Even though the kidnapping charges filed by Angela are still being heard in court, the overwhelming evidence from the prosecution proved more than enough to finally receive justice for the murder of Gisela Boniel. Gisela Boniel only wanted to enjoy her life as a pilot. That was her safe space. But her husband did not give her the freedom to choose the life she wanted to live. Because of her husband's jealousy and lust for power, her remains are still nowhere to be found. What is more disappointing is that politicians such as Nino Rey Boniel continue to exist. Public servants should be held to higher standards when it comes to committing gruesome crimes.
For further updates, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, PH Murder Stories. If you have case suggestions, please go to our website at phmurderstories.com and fill out the request form at File Your Blotter. Did you like this episode? Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, or if you're listening on other platforms, kindly send us a review on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. You can also share our podcast to your Instagram and Facebook stories through Spotify. We're also inviting you to join our Facebook group, PH Murder Stories The Verdict, and participate in our discourse about true crime, both local and international. This group is a safe space for true crime and mystery fans like us who want to engage in thorough discussions about the subject.
To all our listeners, we hope you could support us on Patreon. If you're fond of online shopping, you can also help our team earn a small commission by clicking our Lazada and Shopee affiliate links found in the description. Any amount you contribute will enormously help support our team to produce more quality content.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.